G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Monday, the 25th of October. Let's get into it. Fortnite Resident Evil skins have arrived in the item shop today. Jill Valentine and Chris Redfield are available to be purchased on their own or together. Chris Redfield's outfit comes from the Snowy Village game, while Jill Valentine's it's a Raccoon City style. There's a little trailer celebrating this little release, so I'll stick it up on the site g'daygamers.com. Thank you to the Content King once again. Starbreeze, the once troubled developer of the Payday series, has celebrated on their 10th anniversary a live stream to fans. During the live stream at about the 3 minute mark, details for Payday 3 were shared along with concept art and character models. Payday 3 almost didn't happen, but was boosted with an extra life, so to speak, when Koch Media invested and fully financed this next game. Starbreeze made Overkill's The Walking Dead, and it caused severe financial stress when the game was not a hit. Payday 2, however, was still riding the wave of success as one of Steam's top games by concurrent players. So with that good news, Payday 3 will be set in an enormous and living New York where the media will be covering your gang, and Starbreeze has hinted that the media coverage will have an effect on the game. The game is more modern in the sense it's now moved to the Unreal Engine 4, but the gameplay has been modernized too. This has been done with the introduction of giant software companies, cryptocurrencies, mass surveillance, and the dark web, which will all play a role in the gang's new gadget, challenges, and opportunities. The game is planning to release in 2023 on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. And yes, the four original characters are coming back: Dallas, Hoxton, Chains, and Wolf. So Sifu is a game from Slowclap and it's a new kung fu combat action game. Slowclap have published a detailed behind the scenes video on how the game approaches real world kung fu combat, basically showing us how the content for this game was done. Sifu, for those who don't know, tells the story of a young kung fu student who spent their life training for a day of reckoning after their brutal murder of the entire family by a mysterious assassination squad. Sifu combat has been inspired by Jackie Chan in a lot of ways, in which, while not for comedic reasons, but the fact that the game is designed around using your environment to take down groups of enemies when overpowered. The main protagonist also has a magic pendant which revives you after death, which doesn't sound too abnormal, but you could be in the middle of a fight and die, in which you are quickly revived in front of your enemies with this pendant. However, there's a catch. The pendant ages you every time you die. This has a considerable effect on the game in the sense that some moves will only be available for the younger version of yourself, while others only available as you get older. As a developer has said, time is the price you pay for revenge. Sifu will have about 150 moves apparently, and Sifu will be available on PC, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5 on February 22nd, 2022. I will put up the video to watch, check it out, and I'll also put up a video of a gameplay trailer that was released earlier. This game was actually shown on a state of play event not that long ago, and it received a lot of hype. If you like kung fu, or just fighting games in general, you'll want to check it out. In some light news, this one was spotted on Destructoid. If you like the sound of looking after fish tanks at home, but hate the thought of actually changing out the water, then you may be interested in this new little sim that has just come out on Steam. Aquarium Designer is what it's called, by Sigur Studio, is out now and currently has a 10% discount, meaning you get it for about 13 bucks. You can now simulate working at a pet shop, putting fish tanks and their displays together for customers. And according to Destructoid, who played it for a little bit, the game sees you taking emails from customers who ask you to put an aquarium together for them. You have to complete everything as to how you pick out the right fish, what heater is best, and how you ensure the water's pH level stays in control. So much so, if you get it wrong, you may just kill the little fishy. Don't worry though, the game features a kid-friendly no fish dying mode too. No tears, see? There's a few gameplay elements in it like leveling up, and even has a creator tank based on a kid's drawing mode that you get in the game. There is a demo out now too if you want to spend 15 minutes or so trying it. You might be interested. I've got friends who own fish tanks. They'd probably love it. Definitely one of the more unusual simulators. Okay, so we had the announcement of Peppa Pig yesterday, and now we've got Fast and Furious Spy Racers Rise of Shifter. If you don't know, this is based on the Netflix cartoon series, so kids are going to like this one as well. It blends something like a cartoon Forza with something like a Mario Kart, where you can drop bombs and throw things out the back of the car to disrupt the other players. It features 6-player online multiplayer or 2-player local multiplayer. Shifter is the criminal organization from the show, and they're trying to increase their criminal activity, so it's time for you to stop their plans. You'll have to use a wide range of gadgets to put a stop to them. You can pre-order and pre-download now on Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S for about $40. And the game launches on the 4th of November. So NVIDIA's GeForce Now service will soon be playable on Xbox consoles. Could you believe it? The latest GeForce Now client, which rolled out to users on October 21, has support for Microsoft Edge browsers, which comes with the Xbox Series X and even the Xbox One. If you haven't heard, NVIDIA GeForce Now is basically an online cloud streaming game service. What it effectively means is that you don't have to have a supercomputer at home. You can play video games with high-end graphics through a web browser. In Australia, GeForce Now is hosted by Pentanet in WA. It costs about $20 a month to have the service, a price that's been set for people who sign up now before the service becomes more popular. What makes this particularly interesting to Microsoft and Xbox gamers is that this means that you'll be able to play a Steam port of God of War, which is a PlayStation game, on your Xbox pretty soon. I'm not sure how good the service is or if it's something I'd sign up to, but it is an interesting thought. I should also say that this client also works with your existing services like Steam, etc. That's the plan, and that you'll still have to buy the games in those stores to be able to play them. All right, guys, that's all I've got for today's show. Being a Monday morning show, there's not a lot of news over the weekend. Again, if you like the show, you can add it onto your Amazon devices. You can find the link for that at getagamers.com. Appreciate a share, a like, a thumbs up, and a rating if you could. It would really help me get the show off the ground. Have a wonderful Monday, guys. I'll catch you later.